أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك بالله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. This is the continuation of the last suhbah that we did about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dressed Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the dress of Qudra, of power. And with that power that Allah has given him, we explained last time that if someone committed sins on the number of human beings, and if all of them they committed sins on the number of human beings, and on the number of what Allah has created of creation, Allah gave power to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to clean them all. And this is a suhba that an association that took place in Damascus with Grand Sheikh in 1392, means 35 years ago. That Allah subhanahu that Mawlana Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, Grand Sheikh Sheikh Abdullah Faz Dawsani, is speaking about what Allah has given of mercy and power to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said that out of love, you can sell yourself to anyone to reach your goal out of love. Means if someone has put in front of his eyes that this is the target that I need to reach, he can do anything to reach, even if he has to sell himself as a slave to be able to reach that target, which is the love of Allah and love of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You cannot say that I love Allah and I love Prophet and you are not able to give up anything in that way. Even they will take everything from you, even they let you only to have what you have, cloth on yourself and nothing else, your heart must not change toward that target, which is the love of Allah and love of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the example of that is Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi, one of the companions of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he knew he was searching for truth and reality. And he knew that the messengers and the series of messengers is coming. And he didn't see him. His father was a Zoroastrian in Persia. He was selling himself, and how much he suffered. Many of you know the story. We are not going to repeat the story. How much he suffered from going from one place to another place until he reached Damascus, where he sold himself as a slave in order to a group of people to take him to Madinatul Munawwara, or to take him wherever, to the Arab land, as it was described by a monk to him. He gave everything. He gave everything, and he didn't say, "I gave." Allah doesn't like, Allah mentioned in Holy Quran that when you do something, don't say, keep saying, "I did this for you, I did this for you, I did this for you, I did this for you." ولا تمنن ما تمننوا للشخص.
Telling them about your favors.
Don't keep telling them about your favor or what you have done and what you have done and what you have done. You are doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep it between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi, out of love, he sold himself to reach his target, which is the love of Allah and love of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he reached that Arab land where the Madinatul Munawwara, he was in that ocean. He was there swimming. Now it's not anymore. He is like a fish out of the ocean. How it, what you call, shake the fish out of the ocean, shaking. When he reached Medina, he knew he entered in that ocean of the seals of messengers. There are awliyaullah today that they are scattered all over this world. When you reach to their places and reach them, you feel like you are in an ocean. You are not like a fish outside the ocean, shaking. When you enter in their presence, you feel that tranquility. You feel that happiness. Don't think that this dunya is empty from awliyaullah. And wilaya is not cheap. It's very expensive. Before they give you wilaya, they take your soul. Before you become a wali, if they want you to become a wali, they take your soul. We say in Arabic, يَغْضُ رُوحَكَ. What's in English? No, it doesn't give the meaning.
Torment you.
Torment you? What Tahir torment you?
Torture.
Yeah. They torture you. They torture you until you feel that your soul came out of your body. It's not something that it is cheap. Look, Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi. He understood it is not cheap. He left Persia, left his parents, looking for truth. Went to a monk in Persia, and that monk, after working for him many years, he sent him to another monk in Baghdad. because he died, and stayed with that monk in Baghdad another 10-15 years, then died that one, then sent him to Damascus to another monk, and finally that monk told him, you have to find the truth, the seals of messenger is coming in the Arab lands, go and find. So he sold himself. So that's why it's not simple, the way of reality and truth. And that's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La rahata fi al-din." There is no ease, no ease in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's difficult. We said last time, there are two ways. You choose one. There is one way, has no obstacles. This is the lecture before this one. And there is one way that has obstacles. Which way you prefer, Tahir? The one with obstacles or with the one that has no obstacles? With no obstacles. Which one you prefer? Say, I'm asking.
Obstacles.
The one with no obstacles. No obstacles, easy going. Obstacles is very difficult. So the one that with obstacles, with no obstacles, is the way of shaitan. It's very easy. You go straight ahead. Many people prefer that. And others, very rare people, prefer the other way. The way of obstacles. That every step you step, you go up the ladder. You know, there are these ladders that are made of wood. And they might be the long time you see them on this documentaries from one side of the mountain to another side of the mountain, and they are hanging. Every move you move, one step crack. You are going to fall. You hold your hand with the ropes in order to go to the other one. Khalas, you finished. You entered. You cannot go back. It's broken. When you gave your hand to the Sheikh and asked him for initiation, you fall, you see? You had fallen in the trap. It's finished. There is no way out. Whatever you want to do. You are inside that trap. They trap you and they hook you from your feet. Even you go very far away, they pull you back to the beginning. You cannot go back. You have to go straight forward. There are some. If you are heavy weight, means you are heavy weight with sins, every step is going to crack as you are moving. But when it cracks and you see yourself falling and you catching, they hold you back. Means you are repenting. When that fear comes, means that punishment is being already taken. That punishment, they punished you, and you be changed. Your sins will be taken away, changed into hasanat. You move another one. You can see some people moving on this without cracking because they are very light. They are very light of what? Not of body, but less sin. Less sins, they are light. They move like flying over that, reach the mountain on the other side. These are awliyaullah. They have been trained. And whatever happened to them, they never changed their love toward the one whom they loved. If you change and doubts becomes to come, then we are going to have problems. Because when we are doubting, it will happen like what happened with Sayyidina Musa and Sayyidina al-Khidr. What Sayyidina al-Khidr did first? Ali? What he did, Tahir?
Put the
hole in the boat. So what happened to the boat?
Start to sink.
It started to sink because Sayyidina Musa, Sayyidina Musa complained. If Sayyidina Musa did not complain, that boat would never sink. It would have gone, taslimiyah. When you surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing will harm you. As the story of Grand Sheikh was speaking about someone in the desert by himself. His belief, that's why they say, Awliya Allah, the belief saves you. Always your belief. That's why in psychology they tell you if you have a cancer or you have a very difficult sickness, keep your, don't be depressed. Keep
optimism.
Keep that energy in and keep saying to yourself, I'm okay, that it will save you and bring the sickness down and you will be saved from it because the belief will save you. So he was living in that desert by himself, no family, nothing. He was lost in the desert and he was able to find a small oasis and around some green things, and he was living. And one day summer came and he was thinking, I have to worship someone, because he is looking for reality. So he found this green tree, not tree, it's like a bush, but very green. He said, I'm going to worship this. It is a green. There is no green around me. It means this is a living thing. I am worshiping it. So he began to worship. No mind. But this is how he was his belief. This is an example. It's not it's something that we have to consider as an example. So he was worshiping, and one day summer came, that green bushes turned into dry and became yellow. After a while dried completely, the wind took it and moved it. So he was running after that bush, saying, My Lord, where you are leaving me? Where you are leaving me? And the bushes, the wind is taking it out on the ocean, on the sea. And he was running after it to reach it, and it was flying over the water, and he was running and didn't realize that he was running on the water and not sinking. He was one of these people who have a trance. So belief always keep you safe. So your belief must be always straightforward, cannot change. If you begin to have doubt, he would have sunk, that man in the desert, because of his doubt. But because he has no doubt, was moving on water. Like one in one wali with his murid, Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, said that Awliya Allah usually they go around, they move. They don't stay in one place. They go around with their students Because when you travel, you become healthy. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sahu asahu." Sahu, travel, asahu, became healthy. So when you travel, you become healthy. Because you are traveling. You are making effort, not sitting and sitting and sitting, and seeing people, making them student, give them education, enlightenment. Allah loves that. Allah give you more power. And that's why Adatul Awliya, the habit of Awliya Allah, is always traveling. They don't sit. You don't see them sitting in one place, moving from one place to another. I know Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah raise him higher and higher. Usually he used to leave from Mawlana Sheikh in Damascus and take a bus from Damascus to Homs, which is around 120 or 130 kilometers. It's around 100 miles. He goes in Homs, and in Homs there, which is Sayyidina Khalid ibn al-Walid is buried there, one of the biggest Sahaba there. He goes and goes around all these villages, from one village to another, from one village to another, from one village to another. When he finished all these villages around Homs, he go to Hama. Hama, another city. And then he goes all around these villages. And when he finished that, he go to Aleppo. It takes him 3-4 months before coming back to his house in Damascus. And then go to Cyprus, then go to... Keep traveling. Never sitting in one place and stopping. So Awliya Allah, with their travels, they meet with people and they bring them to what they need to be, to enlighten them and educate them. And that's why it is that Wali was going with his student in Baghdad, and they passed by the Dijla and Furat, by this big river, and it was Maghrib time, and in order to move forward. And in order to they have to go to a city on the other side. But in order to reach there, they have to go all around Dijla and Furat, and it might come to morning when now it's walking. So that's what he said to his student, we are going to walk on water. This is Sayyidina Abu Qadir Jilani, Ghawsul A'zam. So we are going to walk on water. I say, Ya Allah. You say, Ya Shaykh. Okay. Then they begin. The Sayyidina Abu Qadir Jilani was saying, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, and moved on the water. It's not sinking. They are walking on the water. And that student, he was saying, Ya Allah, Ya Sheikh, Ya Sheikh, Ya Sheikh, Ya Sheikh, and moving on the water. In the middle of the water, the Sayyidina Abu Qadir Jilani with his power and meditation, saying, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. He's teaching the student. It's a lesson for everyone. And concentrating on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and moving. And on the water, walking in the middle of the water. That murid said in his heart, why he say, Ya Allah, I say, Ya Shaykh. I'm like him now. I say, Ya Allah, like him. There's no problem. He say, Ya Allah, I say, Ya Allah. He say, Ya Allah, I say, Ya Allah. And then we can continue moving because, alhamdulillah, I become now ready. As soon as he said, Ya Allah, he felt in the water. Immediately, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, he was going in the water until his the water came to his mouth, going to come to his nose and finish him. Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani pulled him out and said, Say Ya Shaykh. He said, Ya Shaykh. Moving on the water. That, and they reached that village where they want to reach, and it was Maghrib time. It took them 10-15 minutes to cross it. So, Awliyaullah teach their student like that. They know they are going to make mistake, but they let them to do mistake because how they are going to learn. Always, that's why in today in education, they send you to laboratories, isn't it? Why?
Experiments.
To make experiments, to make mistakes. They know you are going to make mistakes. Do mistakes. It's not forbidden. But then you learn. You have experience. So everyone depend on his level with the one above him. And that's why tests or experiments are depending on how much you are progressing and achieving. And that's why Prophet said, La rahata fi din, there is no ease in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because as you go higher, you have more tests. As you go higher, you have more tests. But when you think you achieved and your ego went highly, then what happened? You will fall like what happened to that murid of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani. If I say, Ya Shaykh, Ya Shaykh, Ya Shaykh, well, I'm losing. When my Shaykh said, say my, Ya Shaykh, and Sayyidina Al-Qadir said to him, Ya Waladi, O my son. He didn't say to him, O my enemy. He said to him, O my son, what you did was wrong. You have to say, Ya Shaykh, because on the higher level, you can say, Ya Allah. But you did not reach my level. For me, when I say, Ya Allah, it goes directly to the presence of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and there, from there, it goes up to the Divine Presence. But yours, angels cannot carry it, because the smell of you, the sins that come from your mouth, has a bad smell. They cannot approach you. Angels cannot approach. But if you said, oh, Ya Shaykh, I am near you. I will carry you. I can help you and take you up. Because I am near you. I can take that smell, clean it, and raise you up with me. Or else, you are going to fall, and you cannot, you are never going to reach when you think you have reached my level. And even if you did not reach my level, when you give to your self, to your ego, that you have achieved something, you are going, awliya Allah will make you to suffer because they want to raise you, they clean you. This is how they clean you. Because you gave your hand to them, you are in the trap already, you cannot go out. So how to clean you? They have to clean you. You know this pressure washer machine? You rent it for, it takes all the dirt out, so they pressure wash you. It's very, very strong water comes out, they clean you. Never mind. You do mistake, you do mistake. No one is ma'asum. No one is except prophets. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all prophets are ma'asum. Awliyaullah are mahfuz, protected. They make sin. You think awliyaullah, they don't make sin? They make, but they are excused because they didn't make it intentionally. It is without their, it's not intentionally. It happened. So don't change your love like Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi kept his love to reach the reality of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we are going to play seek and hide and seek. Hide and seek, everyone is going to play hide and seek. Hide here and I find you there, and you hide, run there and I find you, and he finds you there and the other one finds you. It's like wasting time. You took a decision, you follow on that decision. You cannot change it. It's too late to change it. So when Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi took all these obstacles through going from one city to another city until he reached to sell himself as a slave and to reach Madinatul Munawwara, Grand Sheikh said when he reached, this is from the heart of Awliyaullah. This is from Grand Sheikh's futuhat. Futuhat, manifestations of these realities that he takes from the heart of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and take from heart of Salman. Since he's speaking about Salman Farisi, he's taking it directly from the heart of Salman Farisi. Awliyaullah, they have that power. Wherever they speak on any of the shuyukh, of the grand sheikh, they take from that one who is they are speaking about, they take from his heart and they say. He said that as soon as he arrived in Madinatul Munawwara, because already Prophet was migrating, he was on his way from Makkah to Medina and Sayyidina Salman was waiting for him. Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi was begin to hear, Allah opened to his heart now, because he was looking for the reality and he never changed until he became a slave. How much you can lower yourself to make more than a slave? Nothing. Go into history and read about slavery, what it means. It means you are owned like you own a goat or a sheep or a horse in order to make it nice. Slavery, you can say harsh word on it. You are owned and you have to do what they ask you. If not, they beat you. Look, Sayyidina Bilal, how they beat him. How they put stones on his, he was a slave, put stones on his chest to kill him. They tortured him, they abused him. So in Wilaya, there is no slavery. They clean you from the slavery of the body. They let the soul to be free from the slavery of the body. For them, slavery is the body is making the soul slave to the body, to the ego. So awliya Allah come and they want to clean you from that. That needs a certain ways to be cleaned. There are methods. That's why they give awrad to recite. This awrad is not going to take you out, but it will put you on the road. But on that road, when they put the awrad, will put you on the road. But on that road, lot of obstacles there. So Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi begin to hear the sounds of stars, moving stars, like dancing stars. How stars twinkle. Where is Jihan? Twinkle, twinkle. You know the song? Yeah. They twinkle because of the movement of angels. They give you that musical sound that Salman Farsi was able to hear. Then he was able to hear the wild animals praising Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the jungles and deserts. Then he was able to hear domestic animals. Then he was able to hear everything that has a life. Even bacteria has life, virus has life. He was hearing, if we can say that, in that time they didn't know about, they know about that, but they were not explained to others. But like they were hearing worms even under stones. Sayyidina Sulaiman was hearing the voices of all animals. Allah gave him that power. And what that ant said, that said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلُ وَقَالَتْ نَمْلَةٌ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلُ ادْخُلُوا مَسَاجِدَكُمْ لَيَحْتِمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجُنُودُ. And enter quickly your masakin. Maskan. Masakin here, it's home. It's your home. Enter your homes before Sayyidina Sulaiman and his army crush you. Means, oh believers, ants are believers. Ants, no sins. You think ants make sense? Ants, no sense. Ants are complete submission. You can see these very small ants. Very small ants moving. They have brain. Yes, they have brain. But they are very small. How big is that brain? Look Allah's greatness. Forget about these big ants that you see in the homes and so on. There are very, very small ants, red colors like that, or brown colors. Very small, what you call them. Is there any name for them? Very, very tiny. I was with Maulana Sheikh in Cyprus, and he was, he has a tray. In the morning he has a little bit soup before he goes to meet with the people. And on that tray, it's like a table, but tray, there are small ants moving. And he has the soup to eat. And Hajja Nazia came and said, "Oh, my father, there are ants here." He said, "Leave them." They are very, very tiny, small. And he said to her, "Do they have brain?" "Of course, because they know their ways, where they go, where they come. Who is directing them?" Said they said, "وَقَالَتْ نَمْلَةٌ," and one of them, one ant of that whole ant, means not every ant can be a leader. There was one ant that was a leader. Said to all the others, "Quickly run to your homes." Means that ant, not every person can be a wali. One wali. One leadership. He said, that ant said, "Run to your homes." That wali means, "Oh, people, run to your cave." فَأُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ. The people of the cave, they said to themselves, فَأُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ. Run to the cave. Is not? No. What will happen to you there when you run to the cave? يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا. Translate, Ali. يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ.
Allah, Yanshur gives?
Yanshur
pours. Allah will pour on you His mercy.
Allah pours on you. يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. Allah will pour on you from some of His mercy, not His mercy. All. مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. مِنْ. From His mercy. Part, little bit. وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا. When He gives you from that mercy, He prepares you for that road to be able to move with no obstacles to the Divine Presence. So leadership is one ant to all these ants. And what they did, they run away. They run quickly into their homes. Means, oh believers, run into your homes. Run into yourself. Look inwardly about yourself. Where is your ego taking you? Is he taking you to reality, or is your ego taking you to the way of Shaitan or to the way of Rahman? Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi, of course, his ego was taking him, his self was taking him to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking for the seals of messengers. So when he reached Medina, he was begin to hear that these voices. He knew now he is in the ocean. When you are in the ocean, you will hear that. Go to the beach, either to these oceanus, to these big oceans, and stand by the beach, what you hear? Huh? Do you hear anything? The waves, what you call the sound of the waves? Like the lions roaring, what you call that sound? Roaring. That sound is coming. The sound of waves. Why you are hearing it? Because you are in the ocean. Allah is making you to hear the greatness. That's why when you go to ocean, you say, Allahu Akbar. greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ocean. He is making you to hear that sound. If you are achieving and rising higher and higher, you begin to hear not that roaring only, you begin to hear everything around you with its musical sound. When you go to the beach, you don't like to sit there and see the waves coming and hear the roaring of the waves, isn't that?
Yeah.
If you don't hear it, you don't like it, you say. Like sometimes they go to rivers and it's like ponds, no sound. You look at it. But at the ocean, you keep looking. You cannot say, I don't want to look. And that's why you go to the oceans and you see all these people sitting there all the day, drinking, eating. They do picnic because they love to. That greatness of the ocean give them energy. When you need energy, go to the ocean. When you feel yourself, you lost energy, you want more energy, go to the ocean. Go to a place where there is water. Even a pond, wherever there is no ocean, what you can do, to feel that energy comes from that water. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. We have made from water everything alive. So that water by the beach make you rejuvenate another time. So Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi was hearing that musical sounds because he achieved the goal. He went through all these obstacles until the last one, that there was no lower than that, a slavery. He sold himself and he said, I'm selling myself to you, finish. And he went with them. And he was obeying what they were asking him to do, and he was one of his richest people in his country. He was listening to those who bought him and obeying them. So when he was hearing all this, he knew about the presence of Prophet approaching Medina, because all these voices are happy, like dancing voices of whatever he was hearing, that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, seals of messenger, is going to reach that place. And Grand Sheikh said, أنا أحكي عن النور المتجلي في النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. I'm speaking about the light that it manifests itself in the appearance of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. That light, he's saying, that light that manifests itself from Allah's beautiful name, An-Nur, that came out of it, Allah created out of it, An-Nur al-Muhammadi, the Muhammadan lights, he said, I'm speaking from that reality to you. That with that light, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam transparent like crystal water. Very transparent. And make him the reflector of the Allahu Nur al-Samawati wal-Ard. He is making him the reality that reflects ta'kus, that reflects all the light all the realities that come from Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard, from the Allah is the light of heavens and earth. Whatever creation is created from that light, it is reflected through the mirror of Muhammad Rasulullah that appears in the normal life. And all these appearances are reflection of that light. May Allah forgive us, and may Allah bless this evening and this meeting. And inshallah we will continue next time. Mumin Allahi tawfiq bi hurmat al-Fatiha.